The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, you can love your house even though it's haunted, because sometimes there's just a very strong connection.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us. You can call them in anytime. The number is 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can become a premium subscriber. You'll get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's here today. How's it going, sister?
Well, it's going pretty good. I hear that you are having dog anxiety troubles.
I am. Well, yes, because if my dog's having anxiety problems, I'm having anxiety problems.
Of course. Yes.
But so if anybody has any real great ideas, find me on Facebook or Instagram and message me, because he won't chew on a treat because there's too much anxiety. So I need a pill or a tincture or something. And I might end up having to go to the vet and getting like prescription something. Mm-hmm. But so here's what happened. So this is the third night in a row that I've been recording about the same time in the evening. So 2 nights ago, I am doing an episode with somebody for the Grave Talks. All things, we're talking about haunted objects. So I'm sitting in here in the house where we just brought in the cedar chest of my mother's. And it's got those creepy dolls in it. So I have been sensitive to that, but I have not felt anything weird myself. So I'm sitting in here having this creepy conversation, although the guy was real entertaining. I can't say he was creepy by any means, but it just was like, and the episode's called Ghosts on the Shelf. And so you can look for that one and give it a listen. I really enjoyed the conversation. But so I'm sitting here and my dog Benji comes in. I look down. He is just shaking. His entire body is shaking. So I pick him up and I thought maybe he was having a seizure. He was shaking that bad. Yeah. And then he would go to the door because I'm in a bedroom where I have the studio set up. And I have the door open because I'm the only one in the house. And he would go to the door like he wanted to walk out, but wouldn't. And it was like at one point he kind of stepped out like he was looking at something. And the whole time, so I'm sitting there trying to continue a conversation about haunted objects, watching my dog like be freaked out over something. Now, he's very reactive to noise. So like if there's a gunshot or a firework or something that goes off. And once in a while in my neighborhood, I don't know if it's just a little sketchy and once in a while people just shoot a gun or maybe they're shooting at each other. I don't know what the deal is exactly. But what, you've been here. Like there have been some loud booms and stuff in my neighborhood.
Yeah, they're
before.
Louder. That's louder than a gunshot would be, though. They're more of a boom.
Because I heard the boom like last week and boy, that dog for 2 hours, maybe longer, was freaked out. So Monday, I got headphones on. I never heard anything. And I think if it was loud, I still would have heard something. He probably 3 hours was like that, just all freaked out. And then last night, I'm doing another episode for the Grave Talks with a paranormal investigative group called Whispering Souls. I really like them too. And same thing. He's just all freaked out all over again. I don't know if he's a dog having some kind of anxiety just for no reason. Maybe he thought he heard something. Or do I have haunted objects in my house?
Well, it is weird that this has really started since you moved that. It's a kind of like a old hope chest or something we used to call them that you would keep handmade things in and, you know, things that are important to you in. And that was my mom's, and we moved it into your house for the time being. And it does have some kind of creepy dolls in it.
But I haven't picked up on anything weird from it.
Well, you haven't, but it doesn't
mean a bitchy. My two cats are acting perfectly fine. So I don't know. And I'm like, maybe heard a little boom? I don't know. So I don't know what to do. I hate giving him, you know, heavy-duty medication. But I'm telling you, there's nothing creepier than talking about haunted objects when your dog's having a freak out and afraid to walk out of the room.
And is looking at something in space.
Yeah, to the point, I'm in the middle of this interview, which I really just like to refer to as conversations because that's really what they are. So we're conversing about haunted objects, and I'm like, I hate to do this, but I have to stop. My dog is so freaked out right now. So then in the middle of the haunted objects conversation, I have to go out there. I'd like to look that way, but what if I see a shadow person or something? I don't know. It was just strange. He's acting weird tonight, but he did lay down.
Okay, good.
So he's sleeping right behind me, so I'm going to,
well, I guess my question crossed for you, though, then is, would you still love your house if you knew it was haunted?
Well, yes, I would be working on trying to get rid of it. So I'd be like, Kathy, the cedar chest is going to your house, or come empty it out and we're going to donate it.
Okay, yeah.
But it was funny because we talked about the little weird doll that we found in there that looked to be, you know, like, I'm going to guess late 1800s because it looked like a homemade.
It looked like a voodoo doll, you guys. It was so bad.
And it looked like a homemade voodoo doll that they had painted the face on, like a fur trapper.
Yeah, it didn't look like a fur trapper trader guy.
An old-timey fur trapper?
Like a Kit Carson doll or something, you know? Yeah. It was weird. I can't quite explain it.
And her mother was
made out of leather.
She's like, oh, I've never seen that before. So we threw it away. And so I was talking to yet a different chauffeur, the Grave Talks. I was talking to this group, and the guy goes, man, I wish you'd have sent that to me. I'm like, well, I've got like five or six more. So what's your address?
Not like that one, but if you want some dolls, we got a few dolls.
But he did tell me that he knows people who collect haunted dolls. So if any of these have any weird shit, I know where we can send them.
Okay. Okay.
So there's that.
And if any of our people out there like haunted dolls.
And if anybody has any great suggestions about what to do with a dog that you can't give a treat to, so I need it to be a pill or something. And I just don't want to knock him out with like Xanax or something.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to give him like
And he won't
drugs.
Eat, so you can't just drizzle the.
Nope, he won't eat it.
CBD, the, you know.
I thought maybe like if I got the dropper and then you could just shoot it down his throat.
Mm-hmm. I've done that.
Something like that. So I don't know. Yeah. But we do have a ghost story or two. So let's give one a listen.
Let's get started.
Or I will read one. It says, so many things have happened in this house. I don't even know where to begin. I guess I will just start here. When I was about 7 years old, my mother and I moved into this gorgeous house in Salmon Arm, British Columbia. It wasn't gorgeous in the fact that it was modern and everything was new and freshly painted, but beautiful in the way an old painting would be or an antique. You could tell it was a very old house and old-fashioned, but it had a charm to it. My mother always found beauty in strange things that wouldn't normally appeal to people. I like the way they describe that house.
I do too.
There were so many interesting things about this house. For one, there once was a graveyard behind it that had been moved, but we later found out that they only took the tombstones and not the bodies. That is way more common than people think.
Mm-hmm.
They say they moved the bodies, but that's a lot of work. Inside, there were secret passageways on the second story that would lead to different rooms. Upstairs wasn't a huge area. It only had my room and my mom's room, which was the master bedroom. In my room, there was one passageway that led to the master bedroom and then another right by the stairs that led to the master bedroom as well. So my mom's bedroom had two little passageways on opposite sides of her wall that led to my room and the stairs. Also, in the middle of this room was a circle with a star in it. I don't know that I like that.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says. Literally, the tile in the room had made a circle with a star in it. We both thought that it was strange. My mom hated this room, but I will get more into that later. There's some history on the house that, again, we found out later when we researched it and all the weird stuff started happening. Right across the street from us was a bed and breakfast, and back in the day, it was the master's house, and the house we lived in was the slave's house. I can't remember what it dated back to, but that was some interesting information we learned about the house, and it explains the secret passageways through the walls. Okay, so now for the weird occurrences, and this won't be in any order of events, just stuff I remember happening or things that my mother had later told me. So as a strange 7-year-old, I would play in the passageway that was in my room. There were no lights or even electricity in these parts of the house, but I remember having balls of light all around me that would light up everything, and I could see perfectly. At the time, I didn't realize this wasn't normal. I didn't even know what a ghost was. I now know that these were orbs that I was seeing. My mom had built me a huge dollhouse that she put in my passageway. Okay, that's really creeping me out now. When you think about a dollhouse in there and orbs floating around and no electricity.
Yeah, I mean, when the mom put the dollhouse in the passageway, did not the mom think, well, there's no lights here?
Maybe how's there was, she play maybe with there this was a window and it had enough natural light and she just thought of during the day. she would play there? I don't know.
I don't know.
It says, but it says, I would play there for hours with the passage door shut. She would come to check on me and would ask, how on earth do you see what you're doing in there? Okay, so much for my theory about the windows in natural light.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would say, the lights in the walls. Or I would tell her, I'm playing with the lights in the walls. She would always be so confused because she knew there was no electricity in there. She never saw what I saw. I was never afraid of the lights. And it was more comforting to me. I feel that there were multiple spirits in that house that all did different things. We had one trickster in the house that would move objects around all the time, but one in particular. In the bathroom, my mom had this little figurine of a praying girl that she put in the windowsill right by the toilet. Whenever she went to the bathroom, she would always turn the figurine around so it wasn't facing her anymore. Every time she went back into the bathroom, it would be turned back around or it would be on top of our kitchen fridge that was right outside of the bathroom. She would always blame me for moving it, but I always told her it wasn't me. She didn't realize this until one day I was at school and it moved on its own. We also had one dog and two cats, and there would be times when we would come home and the cats would be locked in the passageways upstairs. Oh, I hate that. It's messing with their pets.
Yeah.
There was no other way to get in there except the little doors, which we never left open unless we were using them. Our dog Lady would bark at things that weren't there on a regular basis. We just kind of got used to it. My mom had this boyfriend who I absolutely hated, and he never wanted to come into the house. He always felt so uncomfortable, thank God. One day, my mom convinced him to come in, and they were standing in the kitchen, which was close to the entrance, talking. Above them was our chandelier, and it was a beautiful old-fashioned chandelier. As soon as he asked, has anything weird happened lately? It sounded as if someone had taken their fists and banged them on the wall behind his head as hard as they could. It felt like it made the whole house shake. The sound was so loud. As soon as the bang happened, the whole chandelier fell from the ceiling and stopped right above his head, just dangling by a couple of wires. Needless to say, he never came back after that. I was happy. I want to say one thing about that that's interesting to me about the boyfriend, because she got really bad vibes off the boyfriend and didn't like him at all. And obviously, this whatever's in the house didn't either.
Well, and maybe was protecting them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so this one is going to sound odd. On one occasion, I and my mom would always see this fluffy gray cat in the corner of our eyes. It wasn't one of our cats. Ours were tabbies and short-haired. We would only see it inside our house. For a while, we thought we had some random cat living in our house that we could never find after we briefly saw it. We ended up giving our cats away and all of their stuff too. Even when our cats were gone, we were still seeing this other gray cat. We thought it was very strange because we never found any cat pee or droppings anywhere or any sign that it could have been left behind. One day, my mom and I were sitting on the couch watching TV, and our dog started going crazy, barking at nothing. Again, nothing unusual. Then suddenly, we saw the gray cat dart from around the entrance corner, through the kitchen, past Lady, and then past us, right up the stairs beside the couch. It all happened so fast. It was as if you blinked, you would have missed it. But when I did see it, I remembered that the cat was almost transparent. I could see right through it, yet I could still make out all of its features. I could see the texture of its fur and how big its paws were. It was so strange. As soon as it ran upstairs, my mom and I just looked at each other and said, "Did you see that?" We both saw it and immediately went looking for it. We never did find it, but still continued to see it out of the corner of our eyes. We would always joke about how we have a pet ghost cat. Now for the master bedroom. It was the only place in the house where we felt a negative presence. My mom had only slept in there for about a month when we moved in, and then she moved a lot of her stuff downstairs and slept in the office. She always said that she felt like someone was watching her in that room, especially when she was getting dressed or undressed. She also said when she was sleeping, she would hear a creaking in the room, almost as if there was a rocking chair rocking, but we didn't own one. When she was sleeping, she said it was almost as if someone was standing right next to the bed staring at her, that she was too afraid to open her eyes and look. Other than that, the house was very good to us. There are a lot of little things that would happen, like walking past a picture hung up on our wall and seeing a reflection of someone. Then we would go back and look and it would be gone. We had a connection with that house. Even our landlord was surprised at how long we stayed there. Apparently, no one was there for over 6 months, and we ended up living there for 2 years. We had to move for family reasons, but we loved that house. Unfortunately, it no longer stands. The owner sold it, and it got torn down for other new houses to be built. We heard that they could not actually build right where the home stood. The building equipment kept breaking down or something would go wrong. They did find the bodies from the graveyard that used to be there when they were digging up the ground. That's when we found out that they only took the tombstones. I'm 20 years old now. I live in Alberta, but when I go to BC to visit my grandparents who live in a town not too far from Salmon Arm, I sometimes drive by the lot where the house used to stand. It makes me sad that it's no longer there anymore, and I wonder if any of the people living in the newer homes have had any experiences. I know this was a long story, but I love talking about it with people. I do not have a lot of people in my life who believe in this kind of stuff, so I'm glad to have found a community here where we can share stories and experiences. Thank you so much for taking the time to read it. Eva. Well, there was a lot of activity, and I find it interesting because that could scare the shit out of somebody and give them lifelong trauma. But in this case, they loved it.
Well,
she has
yes,
fond
and
memories.
You know, though, I can understand that. Now, the house that we lived in Nebraska that was haunted, it's weird because did I love it? I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say I love it. Do I still feel a pull to it? Yes. Do I feel like if I'm driving that direction, would I go out of my way to drive past it? Yeah.
I think if it was like 30 miles, I would.
Oh, I've done more than that. Like, there's something that pulls me to it. You know, it really does. And so I kind of get that. Though I would say she seems to really love that place. Now, when I lived in the place up in Iowa, the old building that was haunted, I would say I loved it. I would say there was a love there that I felt very close to it.
I didn't love it, as you know. I thought you did a wonderful job decorating it and renovating it and all of those things. I just loved the look of it, but I did not love the vibe of it. It gave me the creeps. Still gives me the creeps.
But I did. I really did feel close to that building, you know? And so I get it. I think you can still feel really drawn to a place, even though things happen there. And they seem, she never comes off as seeming like they were really scared.
No, except for the bedroom that seemed to have the pervy ghost.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. The mom feeling creeped out by that.
Yeah, it almost felt like perv because she felt like she was being watched, especially when she got dressed and undressed. Mm-hmm. And then the creaking floor things, it's almost like somebody's watching you sleep, which is really creepy.
Mm-hmm. But so, but it sounded like a lot of the other things, at least for the girl who wrote in, maybe she was just so young that she didn't even understand how scared she should have been.
Right.
That might have been more of it. You know, I think as children, sometimes, you know, you don't know that it's not just supposed to magically light up around you.
I don't know. I just think it's interesting how you can have an experience, which there was some creepy things that happened, like seeing reflections in the art, you know, the glass on artwork and stuff. That to me is super creepy. But for her, it overall wasn't.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting.
I do too.
I'm going to play a phone call.
Hi, my name is Brooklyn. I live in Washington, Missouri, little town outside of St. Louis. I'm calling to tell you about my parents' house. They live in Potosi. It's a little further down south, about an hour and a half from me. So their house was built in the 1800s. The foundation for the house, if Potosi would have won the state capitol, actually, would have been the foundation for the Capitol building. Their house has been everything from a funeral home to a daycare center to an apartment building. So it's got a lot of history. And they got a lot of... My dad doesn't believe in that kind of stuff, so he doesn't think their house is haunted, but... you go down in the basement, and that's where they used to embalm the bodies and everything. So it's got those old, like, shelves, kind of like The Haunting in Connecticut, minus the equipment. And it's just an old, creepy basement. You always get weird feelings down there, like you're being watched and everything. So I'm going to tell you two things that have happened in the house that I know of, but I'm sure there's more that my brother could tell you. So one night I was about 16 years old. I had to go downstairs for a cord for my TV. And I always made sure to shut my doors, turn my lights off. I had two closet doors and then my main bedroom door. So I always kept the closet shut because they creeped me out. And I always kept my bedroom door shut so my brothers didn't snoop, because I've got four of them. So I go downstairs and get what I need and go back up. My door is wide open. Both my closet doors are wide open. My TV is blaring with static, and all the lights in all three closets or all three rooms were on. It's like, well, that's a little weird. I'm going to sleep on the couch tonight because it didn't feel right. So another time I was about 20 and I was staying with my parents for the weekend. Well, my younger brother, my oldest brother, was about 16 at the time, and his friend lived with them, so they shared a bedroom. He comes downstairs, and he's like, did you guys slam my bedroom door? Well, no, we've all been outside on the porch smoking a cigarette. Well, somebody came up and wiggled the knob because my door was locked. Jimmied the lock open and opened and slammed the door three or four times. And we told him nobody else was upstairs, nobody was there or anything, and it just freaked him and his friend out. And my dad's a pastor, so he went up and did his thing and blessed the room or whatever he needed to do. Yeah, that's about all I've got for you. I'm sure there's plenty more. The people that lived there before me, I went to high school with her, and she's got all kinds of crazy stories that she says happened. So, but yeah, thanks for listening, and I hope to hear it on the show. All right, bye.
So that's an interesting history to that house, because didn't she say that the foundation, they were originally going to build like the part of the Capitol or the house that goes with the Capitol or something? If yeah. The Capitol would have been there, but it never was.
Yeah.
So this is old.
Yeah.
I could definitely see why things would be happening there.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't quite understand. And now this was, you know, of course, just me. But if, you know, like when the door was slamming several times and it scared the guys, you know, gave them a good scare. Now her dad is a minister, and she said he went up there and, you know, blessed it or did some sort of prayer or something, but she said he didn't believe in it.
I mean, I think that would depend on the person too, because he's a pastor, so he doesn't believe then there's ghosts or anything, but you know, maybe I'm just doing it for the kids because the kids are scared. I don't know.
That's all I can figure, because if you don't believe that those things happen,
you can't really go blessing it.
Wouldn't you have to be sincere in your blessing of it for it to work, I would think?
With the parents not, and I'm using the air quotes, believing in it, that I imagine there's been a lot of activity in the house, but they just deny it. But, you know, yeah. To me, when you have... lights turning on, like, and doors opening and closing, and, you know, just different things happening like that. And there's nobody in that part of the house. There's no reason that light should have turned on. No one was in there. I just don't know how you square that up.
Well, then again, maybe things aren't happening so much around them.
You'd think maybe they're not recognizing.
You know?
You're right. I mean, you think that it would be happening, but maybe it doesn't even happen to them. I do believe that there are people who have more paranormal experiences than other people. And then I think there are things that happen to non-believers that they can dismiss or must just have been my eyes or something. No way I could have gotten that.
Maybe the dad doesn't really believe it, but saw how shook up the son was and thought, you know, I'll go up and do some prayers and make him feel better, you know, about things. A little prayer couldn't hurt.
Right.
You know,
this is go-to thing. He's a pastor, you know.
Yeah.
It's like for anything,
so maybe that was kind of the thought there, was seeing how shook up the son was that he would do something to make him feel better about it. Neither. I think you're right. I mean, I don't know that everybody has these, you know, experiences or recognize them, you know.
Well, my dog is having a paranormal experience as we speak. No. He's standing at the door like, I want to step out, but I just can't bring myself.
We've got to get those dolls out of your house.
No, it's weird. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what we'll do, but he's not enjoying it. Benji and his paranormal experiences. I'll keep you posted. So if you have a real ghost story, call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Try it for 3 days free if you sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone, But this year, you don't need to stay a victim, because this tax season, Fraud Paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Teddy Mellencamp from Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge. There's a new season of 90 Day the Single Life, and it's hotter than ever.
If you've never seen 90 Day before, this is the one that will get you hooked. Their marriages crumbled. Now, 8 singles are taking the leap and stepping back out to the scariest place of all, the dating world.
There will be exciting first dates, steamy hookups, big letdowns, and potential love waiting in the most unexpected places.
Don't miss a new season of 90 Day The Single Life, Monday at 8 on TLC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.